We're up to Yerushalmi Brachos. Today is Daf Dalet. We're beginning at the bottom of Gimel Beis where we left off yesterday. And the Gemara is going to proceed with a question. We had different opinions yesterday between Rav Yossi, Rav Nechemia, Rav Chizkiyo, as to exactly what the period, the Zman of Ben Hashmoshos is. We know that Ben Hashmosh, as we said, is the shear of Geherif Ayin. And is it Geherif Ayin with the blink of an eye? Is that the beginning of Ben Hashmoshos? Is that the entire period of Ben Hashmoshos? Is there the blink of an eye in the beginning of Ben Hashmoshos and a blink of an eye at the end of Ben Hashmoshos? Well, several different opinions that we had in the Gemara, different opinions between Rav Nechemia, Rav Chizkiyo, and Rav Yossi as to the exact shear. So the Gemara starts off in the bottom of Gimel Beis with a question to Rav Chizkiyo. Frek the Gemara Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana said, Keshaisa Kumi de Rav Chizkiyo. I have a question I presented in front of Rav Chizkiyo. Where did I present the question from? Kad de Teninon Tamon. We learned in the Mishnah. I learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Zavim. In Maseches Zavim, there's the halacha, a discussion of what makes a person a Zav. A Zav, we know, is a Rhea, a seminal discharge that takes place, whether it happens a flow of once during a day, twice during a day, over 2 or 3 days consistently. If it's a Zav, it's not the same thing as regular Zera, but a person who has a flow of a Zav, the halacha is that he has to, of course, be metame 7 days, shivanikiyim. He has to, during that time, everything is tame, is a very stringent level of tumah, metame, all types of tumah. And at the end, he has to be tovel in a mikvah of mayim chayim. And then he has to go ahead and bring a carbon chatas for becoming a zov. So the question is, when we talk about whether you had two in a day or two in 2 days, the question, of course, is in the Mishnah, what about Ra Achas Bayom Achas Ben Hashmoshos? He saw one discharge in a day, during the day, and the next one was in the Zman of Ben Hashmoshos. So the question is, what is that second Ria? When it happened Ben Hashmoshos, is it considered as if it's 1 day? That means two Rias in 1 day, because one Ria in 1 day does not make a person a Zav, but two Rias in 1 day do. Or is it two Rios, is it considered the next day? So we have a suffix Zman. What is that halakha? What is that considered? Continues the Mishnah. What about Achas Ben Hashmashos fi Achas L'Mokar? He had one Ben Hashmashos and one was the next day. Same question. The first Ria, what is that first Ria that he had in the beginning? Is it considered like two Rias in 1 day or 2 separate days? Im yodea shem miksas haria me'ayom u'miksas olamachar. If he knows for sure, bevadai, that part of it was in the day, u'miksas olamachar, and part of it was on the next day, which means that it happened in the beginning, ben hashmashos, before ben hashmashos started, when it was vadayom, and one after L'makar, after Ben Hashmashos ended, after that period ended, then Vadei Tumah Karban, of course he's Tameh, and he's a Mechuyav Karban, like a regular full-fledged Zav. What about, again, because what do we look at it? We look at it if we had a Ria that continued for a period of time, and went through the time of Ben Hashmashos. So really what we say we have is a Ria B'yom, a Ria Ben Hashmashos, which continued to a Ria L'makar. So that's like three Rios, and clearly you would have to bring the highest level of Tumah, you'd have to go ahead and buy the Tumah L'Karba. What about him, Safek, Shabbi Mixas, Aria, Me'ayom, Mixas, L'Makar? What if he's Masupik, if it happened at the day at all? But rather, it happened in the Zman of Ben Hashmashos, and the next day, what would be the luck in such a case? Again, by the Tumah of a Safek Karba. There we would say, it's Vadai for Tumah. Definitely we consider him a Tameh. But Safek Karban. A Safek Karban. Now, if it's, What's the difference? If it's a question, if we say that Ben Hashmosh is his man, enough to be considered as if he saw in the next day or the previous day, then Yishmil Chaya Vaday Tumma Karba. Why, in the second case, if it's Miksas Hariya Me'ayom or Miksas Alamakar, we say here it's a vada tuma but a safek karban. And the reason is, of course, because since we don't know when that end of the zman of Ben Hashmashos is, so it's a safek, and we know that the way the Pnei Moshe explains, that there's no such thing as a chatas misafek. That you can't do. It's only a tuma, you could say, your tame. Manafshach if it's yom, or manafshach it's tomorrow. It's one of those manim. But a karban, the Mesafkalan says the Pnei Moshe, Shema Shtayim, Shema Shalosh. And it's a difference whether you have Mechuyev a Karban. And a Karban Mesafik we don't bring. And therefore, you only Mechuyev, in this case, would be Barei Tomei, and a Safik, the Karban. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says in Mesech HaZafim. What does that have to do with Asur Rav Chizkiyo? So the Mishnah, the Gemara continues. Rav Chiya by Yosef, boy, Kumei Rav Yochanan. Rav Chiya by Yosef had a question for Rav Yochanan. Man Tana Re'iya Nechles Shtayim. Who was the Tana that said in this case, in the Mishnah, that they have a Ben Hashmashos that happens in the day, and the second one ends at the end of the next day, which at the end of, after Ben Hashmashos, which means you had a Re'iya that started before Ben Hashmashos, and it continued till after the end of Ben Hashmashos. Is that two? Is that one? What is it? What do we consider that? Remember, if a Re'iya that goes for a period of time, as the Mishnah Zav explains, that a Re'iya that continues seeing for a period that it takes to walk, depends on the different shittas in the Gemara, and the Mishnah, the different shittas, how long it has to be. Some say it has to be in Mahalei Chatzi Mil, half a mil. Some say it has to go 50 amos. But if it's Mamshech, if it continues, so it's considered as if it's over two days. So here, who said the Tana that a discharge before and the end of Ben Hashmash is considered as if it's two. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Amalah. He said to him, it has to be Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because we said before that if it's a period of time in the Mishnah, as the Pnei Moshe brings down, the Mishnah in Zav that tells us, halacha is that if a person has a discharge of semen, and it continues coming out, for a time it takes to walk, Kamishim Amos, 50 Amos, then the luck is, we look at it as if it's two, doesn't make a difference if it's one day or it's 2 days. It doesn't make a difference whether it happened both in Monday, the Mashal on Monday, and that period of, that is a long Re'iya, for that period of time of walking 50 Amos, and it's considered therefore two Re'iyas even by Yom Echad, makes you a Zav, or it continued into the next day, the same halacha would apply. But there is someone that says, who's the sheet that says it's two? In other words, what's the pshat? If you hold Ben Hashmashos is a small period of time like of Yossi, and therefore Keherifayim, so therefore the halacha is, if it gives Mamshech, it clearly was Mamshech into 2 days, because the Keherifayim, the blink of an eye, is much less of a time of 50 Amos. So then the halacha would be that you would be considered Nechalak Hashtayim, and therefore you consider this up. However, according to Rav Kura, if you hold that, what? That it's only that it's not a Keherifayim, but it's a longer period of time. It's a Keherifayim in the beginning, and a Keherifayim at the end, but there is a Zman Mesuyim, there's a longer period of time. And the question is, the Mar is going to say, Kashal that data. According to Yerach Hizkiyo, I don't understand. The Yat Amma Kol Keherifayim, the Keherifayim Shebechatzi Mil, Dremechem Yosafiku, at the each blink of an eye for each one. Is considered, according to the Shittah of Chemia, a period of time of a half a mil, so that it would come out that according to that Zman, we're not talking about that 50 Amos at a time. Of course it's 2 days. It's not a suffix Zman, because it lasted longer than the period of Ben Hashmashos. If Ben Hashmashos is terrifying, so it happened in 1 day. But if it happened if it's a long period of time, like Chizkiyo said, that we know it lasted a period of time, so then it's 2 days. So then what does it mean what does the Mishnah mean that you nechlak l'shtayim? How would you ever know nechlak l'shtayim? Maybe when the long Re'iya that you had, maybe that Zman was already the next day, because it's a suffix Zman. So we don't know. You can't say b'vadai that it's considered one riyah b'yom nechlak l'shtayim. It could be two separate days. We don't know those man. If it's a terrifying, again, like Rav Yossi, that for sure it happened right away in one day. But if it's a longer period of time, like Kiskiyov says, then what does it mean? What would be nechlak l'shtayim? So the Gemara says, Lama Amma Kishisizi. Mara says when he said this halakha in the Mishnah Kasha, according to Chizkiyahu's interpretation, maybe the Kishiyavu Elio, Yomazeb Ben Hashmashos. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a time where Elio and Navi will come. And we know that Elio, Tishbi Yitarets, Kushos Babayets, that Elio and Navi will come before Mashiach come and will answer all the Sveikas and all the questions we have. And then he will tell us what Ben Hashmashos are. In other words, according to Elio HaNavi, will remind us, will tell us that there's no suffix man. That will come and tell us exactly how long it applies. Again, the lesson of the play Moshe is when Elio will come. What are you asking on me that according to Yossi can happen in 2 days? According to me, it's a suffix man. Maybe I'll tell you at the time Elio HaNavi came. And if the Lenovi came, we know exactly what it is. And if he knows exactly what Zman it is, we'll know if it's 1 day or 2 days. We'll know when it was, how long it was. So maybe that's what it means. So therefore, what he asked on me from the Mishnah, the Mishnah is talking about where we know that the Zman of Harifayin is an exact amount of time that we had no suffix. So the Gemara says, that really can't be. Why? Because mind pollen. Now this is where Yerushalmi becomes difficult, exactly what the Shaka Batari is. Because you have a few Mefarshim that are the classic Mefarshim, the Haredim, Pnei Moshe, and others, and they all learn the Gemara completely different. Each one has their own Mahala. Is the Gemara being a Raya now? Is the Gemara answering up Chizkiyahu's response? There are different ways to approach it. So we'll approach it the way the Pnei Moshe approaches it, mind poly. When you said the halakha is that Elio will come and therefore we'll be able to explain what it is, Gemara says that doesn't make any sense. Because if that's the case of the Mishnah, what is the Mishnah telling us a difference whether it happened a Yom and then a Ben HaShmashos or a Ben HaShmashos and then Makar? There's no case of suffix. Well, it's never a suffix of a Zav. Because when Elio and Navi will tell us exactly when it is, when this man is. So therefore, when we say the halakha is that the Ben HaShmashos, the chiddush of the Mishnah, that is telling you, according to Rav Yossi, if it happened a Yom, Ben HaShmashos, it's considered as if it's one, or you consider it Nechal Kishtayim, that's because it's a suffix. And if you go, the Mishnah is speaking about this man when Elio came, as the way Chizkiyahu will respond to the Lashon of the Mishnah to defend himself, then the whole Mishnah makes no sense, because then there's no suffix, my apologies. There's no question as to what the case of the Mishnah is. Therefore, that can't be the response. That can't be the pshat in the Mishnah. And therefore, at least, again, according to some of the Mefarshim, the Gemara seems to, Yerushalmi at this point, seems to accept that the Mishnah in Zavim is somewhat of a problem with the way Chizkiyahu would explain the Shita of Rav Yossi Nechemiah, Nageir to Ben HaShmashos, the Shir of Karifayin, that we had established yesterday in the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Back to the Shaila of exactly when the Zman of Ben HaShmashos is, and how do we determine it. Says the Gemara, Rab Chanina, Chavrayon, Rabbonin, boy. Rab Chaninon, Chavrayon, Rabbonin, one of the Rabbonin, a Chavra of the Rabbonin, boy, he had a question. What's the question? Maybe I'll tell you, just like you say, what makes Arviz, what makes evening time, Nero Shoshana Kochavim, the site when you have three stars, we established this 2 days ago, three stars at night, that determines night, in other words, one star does not, and even two stars do not, but three stars determine, where it says, because when you see three stars, the first star is really the star that's seen during the day, Kochavya, and all you have is two, and therefore, to make sure it's night, we say we want three stars. Now, if that's the Zman Arviz, so let's do a question. He could come out that the sun is still very much in the Emtzer Kiyah. It's in the middle of the sky. Lailu, So then it's night. In other words, you can have sometimes where you see three stars, but the sun is still out there. It's still light outside, which means the sun is still not yet hiding behind the Rekia. Again, the Gemara in Bavli explained on several occasions, in Rav Sach and other places, where that the sun sort of like Marzella Rekia is like a thick firmament, and the sun during the day rises, goes across the sky, and then goes up into the Rekia, into the thickness of the Rekia, goes back the other way, which can't be seen at night, and then in the morning it sunrises and goes back again on the same journey. So the Mela, it can be where you'll have the three stars, and yet the sun is still in the Rekia, yet halacha lailahu, you still consider it halachali, it's considered night. Frank the Gemara, mar af chakras came. Let's say the same thing by chakras. In other words, what do you say that when? When is this man chakras? When you say the light becomes light even before Netzachama. Usually you have Heir Pnei Mizra. You have that the sun begins, you see a little light on beginning to come up. You start seeing a little bit that the sky becomes a little bit lighter. And that's considered Yom. That's already considered Alos HaShakar. It's even before Netzachem. It's already considered Yom, which b'dieved you can even daven and do whatever you want, even before Netz. If a person has to daven before Netz, you can daven by Alos HaShakar. So therefore, break the Gemara, why do you consider it day, if three stars in the evening make it Laila, even determine that it's Laila, even though the sun is in the middle of the Rekia. So maybe let's say that even when you have the sun starting to come out, Heir Pnei Mizrach, when you start seeing the beginning of Alos HaShakar, since you still see three stars, it's still considered night. Why do you change the Zman? Why do you change the definition for Yom? So the Gemara answers several answers. Answer number one, Abba, Ksiv HaShemesh Yotzal, Eretz V'lot Bov Azar. We just had this in the parasha. The sun begins to go out on the Eretz. The load brought, so I load arrived and so on. Uksiva brought Shemesh Vatar. Then it says that the sun came out and the day passed. So the Gemara says, if so, what does that mean? Makash Yasubiyasa. Let's go ahead and make a hekish from the psukim from when the sun goes out, which means the end is when the sun is Yitziyasa, comes out into the world. Libiyasa, when the sun is going from the world, when the sun is setting. Mabiyasa, Mashiachasim and Abiyas. Just like when we say, when it's biyaso, when it good night, when is it considered night? When the sun, biyaso menabrios, it goes away, it becomes covered from people, they can't see. That's when the Kohen is allowed to go ahead and eat truma, it's considered right at the end of the day. It begins to be covered over, you don't see it. So, afitiyaso, because she's fatal abrios. So too, when the sun, you look at tiyaso, it comes out of the rakia, it comes into the world, because you have the labrios, when people notice it, that should be considered day. No, let's forget about the three stars. Your kash is that the three stars make it Laila, therefore it should make it Yom, let it still be Laila, even though the sun began to rise. Mar says, no, from another pasuk we learn out, that just like when the sun sets, its sun begins to, goes down behind the Rekia, and you don't see the sun, that's considered Laila. So too, when the people start, biyaso, start seeing, shisvada, they begin to notice, that the sun is beginning to rise, you see a little shock, you see the light beginning to rise a little bit, the sun beginning to rise, then halacha is, that's considered Yom. So you see that doesn't make a difference if the stars are there in the morning, you still have the three stars, that's not the factor. The factor is, you start seeing some light, that is the termination of what's considered Yom. Of what's considered Yom. So the Gemara says, and when is that Zman? So again, the Pnei Moshe says, Hanu Sof Shkia. Going, when it begins to cover up is the Zman of Shkia. And when it comes out is the beginning of the Zman of Alos HaShakar, is when we talk about the Zman, when it begins to come out. And we don't look at the determination of the three stars to make a determination of what's considered Yom. That is one explanation why we still call Yom the light. And it doesn't retain Laila, even though it has the requirement of Laila, the requisition, the required three stars does not change the fact that it's not, that the morning is not the morning. Says the Mar Marba, another Torah, it's, Shiv Aboka Or. Torah says Aboka Or, HaTorah Kara La'ar Boker. Torah calls Ar Boker. So you see, that's the determination. As the Pasuk says, the Pasuk talks about and says that when we talk about Kali Yisrael going out, and the Torah says that they go out to what? When it's La'ar Boker, or when it'll be light, they'll be going out of Mitzrayim. So to HaTorah Kara La'ar Boker. Torah calls it Boker, and therefore that's the determination. The three stars don't determine that it's still Lila, even though when the sun begins to rise. Third Tana Be'erishmo, Ba'boker, says twice Ba'boker. K'deivitein tum le'boker shaboker. Why twice? It tells you a double lashon to go ahead and give a tum le'boker for the morning. In other words, that there's a definition. It's tum le'boker. What's a tum? A definition. It defines a fact. It defines a space, an area. So double lashon is defined that it's considered boker. Boker is considered boker shalor. The light of the day makes it considered the yom. That's the determination of yom. So the Gemara says further. The Gemara says, let's try another answer. Amar Rav Yosi Bei Rabun. The Gemara says, there's another explanation. The Gemara says, im oimel litain uvav shavakiel lalayla ben avis ben shakwis. They're going to say that what? That we go ahead and give, the Gemara says, the time that the sun is hiding behind the Urukiya. The Gemara says, Laila Bain Arvis Bain Bashakras is considered, it's considered that amount of time, whether it's the morning or it's the evening. In other words, the sun is in that place until it actually appears. The sun is, you could see it from behind the Urukiya. You could see it from behind the Urukiya. So Mela, therefore, it was telling us that would be determination. Nimtzas Oimesh Ein Hayom Alei L'Shavin. If you would say that the Uva of Shurakia, as long as this, whenever you see it behind the Rakia, it's the end, you don't, it's the sun is not rising or setting, it's in that place that's covered. If that's so, Nimsas Oimesh Ein Hayom Alei L'Shavin will come out that the day and the night are not the same, are not equal. Now we know that in a certain zmanim of the year, the different seasons, that basically in all seasons, we say that we want the Yom Halal to be Shavin, whether it's the winter, the spring, etc. But Tanu, we learned in the Braisa, Be'akah B'tekubas Nisan, Be'akah B'tekubas Tishrei, Hayom Halal Shavin. We say that in Kufas Nisan and then B'tekubas Tishrei, we say that that's when the days are equal. The days and the sun, the days and the nights are equal hours that we have, which means in the other times of the year, it's not equal. And what you're doing is you're saying that it's considered equal, that the Zman is the same. Nimsas She'ena Yom Alei L'Shavin. It would come out that they're equal. And we know that they're equal, but if you would go ahead and follow the formula of the Pasuk, it'd be Nimsas, you come out, She'ena Yom Alei L'Shavin. That there'll be different Zmanim, different seasons with the hours change, and that would be considered a difference between Yom V'Laila. But Tani in the Brisa says, V'yachal T'kubas Nisan, V'yachal T'kubas Tishrei. Hayom v'layla shavin will say that on the first day of Nisan and the first day of Tishrei, hayom v'layla shavin, they're equal, which means that the amount of hours in the day and the night are the same. And therefore, would come from there, it has to be that the morning is considered when the sun begins to set. Because otherwise, you would not have an equal. It wouldn't be shavin. If you say that the night has to become that the Zman has to become a Zman, that's an equal Zman of Yom Belayla, then it would come out that we do not have a set Zman, and the days would change in order, and that can't be, and therefore we do not follow this formula. The Torah tells us of what would be considered a Boker, or would be considered the amount to determine the amount of hours that would go into the day, to be considered equally, to be considered the day that the three stars would not affect the Zman of the Yom. Okay. Gemara says, another question, Amar Rav Huna, Gemara gives the last answer to the question with a little bit of a question itself. Now, Fina Miderech Eretz, let's learn it out from the way of the world, which means, Shari Malka Nafuk, when a king comes out of his palace, even though he actually didn't get there yet. So halacha it would be that we know he's coming. Because why Shari Olil? Because the Gemara said, people begin to swell around him. Begin the Olil. The people are coming to see him. Lo Armin the Al Achata the Yael. Gemara says, don't think that they come in, do not think the al dahad she'ate de'el. Do not think that they came in at the time that he actually comes. What does that mean? When a king comes to town, he doesn't just come walk in. He has an entourage. They'll walk before him to announce his presence. So therefore, that will be the zman. In other words, we'll say that the zman, when a person is going to be the judge, a time that we're going to look at the day, between day and night, when they're going to judge when the night ends and the day begins. Gemara says, it will be, look at here, we see when things starting to happen. When the king is about to come, you see his entourage first. Those who are going sent ahead of him to prepare. So that's what we do. We see the Elos HaShachar. We see the thing that's preparing for the day. Gemara says, when you finish, La'amrin da'al sh'atet da'al. When he finishes, the king leaves, go back to the palace. We don't say that he's in the palace. He doesn't go first. He's an entourage and there's people behind him. So therefore, until he actually goes back into the palace, we still consider him as if he's here. So too, the same thing over here, that when we had the thing, the yom, we go ahead and we wanted to determine that the kochavim, that the stars, they are determination, and then we say it's not a determination because it's still light before. So how does that work? It works because of this. It works because the light that's there, that comes out, we tap into it. We are the ones who say that's considered the light of the day. It begins to consider this is the time already. We go by the earliest count. And therefore, the same thing over here, you go by what comes out and you don't worry about the thing that will happen afterwards. That is not something that we need to do. Therefore, the termination of Yom V'Layla will be based upon that. Tomorrow.